mai ori de ieșit și mă o siguranță în rai mare. So, I've known Srila Narayan Maharaj for 6 years now.
From the time that I first went to Vrindavan. And during the whole time that I've known him, I never imagined that he would come to the West. And neither did he ever give any indication that he would do such a thing.
Because he is so deeply immersed in the mood of Braj and the residence of Braj, and there he is daily giving Harikatha, speaking on the glories of the love of Shri Radha and Krishna, and all of the local devotees and residents there, they are very, very much attached to his association, and it is very difficult for them to tolerate, even when he goes out of Braj for a short time, to go to Navadvip Dham or Jagannath Puri. So it was unimaginable to them or to me or practically to anyone who knows Srila Narayan Maharaj that he would leave and come to the West. And certainly there was no desire on his part that he would come here for any personal motive. But rather, it is the indication has come from his Ishtadev, his worshipable deity, Srimati Radhika, and also Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as well as the order of his Gurudev, Sri Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Keshava Goswami Maharaj, and his Shiksha Guru, Sri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, that he should come to the West. And he has come solely to fulfill the mission which was taken up by Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, which is the same mission which was given to him by his Gurudev, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and also the same mission of all our acharyas, Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, going back to Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it is on the order of all of our acharyas in disciplic succession, and in particular, the order of his Gurudev and Srila Swami Maharaj Prabhupada, that he has now come to the West at this time to fulfill the very mission which they dedicated their lives towards. And it is significant also that he has come in this year, which is the centennial year of Srila Prabhupada. Just as Srila Prabhupada was fully surrendered to carrying out the order which was given to him by his Gurudev, and yet he had no idea exactly how that would transpire, and yet the Lord made all arrangements and he came just at a particular time and to a particular place where he would have the most success. He came to New York in 1965, and the field was very ripe for him to distribute Krishna consciousness to the whole world. But he did not plan this by his own intelligence. All arrangements were made by his worshipful deities, Shri Radha Krishna and his Gurudev, for him to come at that particular time. So similarly, although Srila Narayan Maharaj was not planning to come here, all arrangements were made by Srila Prabhupada for him to come, especially at this time, to fulfill his mission. So the significance is that Srila Prabhupada wanted all of his followers, whom he gave the seed of Krishna consciousness to, to actually attain the real essence of what he came to give. And perhaps, if Srila Narayan Maharaj had come at another time, the field would not have been so ripe. But now it has been some 20 years after Srila Prabhupada's departure, and devotees have matured in their Krishna consciousness. They have been starving for so many years. They've seen so many setbacks and anomalies that have taken place within the movement for Krishna consciousness. They have been suppressed in so many ways and discouraged from thinking for themselves. But now they have experienced all these things and they can judge for themselves what is something very valuable, what is inspiring for their Krishna consciousness. So our Gurudev, Srimad Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj, has come at this time, and I have witnessed on this tour the transformation that has taken place in so many devotees' lives, how they have become renewed and re-inspired in their Krishna consciousness, how they have felt through his association, the association of Swami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, how their enthusiasm for advancing in Krishna consciousness has become awakened simply by meeting him and hearing from him Harikatha. So the real mission for which Srila Prabhupada worked so hard for so many years is to give the essence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings, of the teachings of Rupa Goswami, and that is Ragmayi Bhakti, which is leading to Braj. And that type of bhakti has to be awakened in the association of persons who are tasting that within their hearts. The symptoms of Ragmayi Bhakti are described in Srila Rupa Goswami's Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu. So there it is said, Ragatmikaikanishta ye brajavasi janadishu tesham bhavate rubdo atradhikaravam. But the qualification for obtaining that type of bhakti, which is the eternal condition which is naturally situated in the hearts of the Lord's eternal associates, the ragatmika bhaktas of the Lord, the qualification for pursuing that type of bhakti, desham bhav apriye lubdo, is greed to obtain that. And what are the symptoms of that greed? Tattva bhavat adima bhariya shruti diriyat apekshate natra shatram nayuktam chatalo bhakti lakshanam. The symptoms of that greed are that when one hears of these sweet moods and loving devotion of the residents of Braj, either from the books of the Goswamis or by the person who is describing such moods, when one intelligence becomes captivated by that and no longer dependent on the reasonings or logical arguments of Shastra, that is the symptom of the awakening of such greed. So in my own experience of trying to practice Krishna consciousness, although I had studied and read many times Chaitanya Charitamrita, where these things are described, and also Nectar Devotion, although some little inspiration would be there, but I never directly experienced that my consciousness became possessed of a very intense desire to strive for that in my spiritual life. Rather, I could understand that the motivation or the impetus for my attempt to practice bhakti was the Shastra. The Shastra is saying, you should do this. If you don't do this, you will be degraded. If you do this, you will obtain a favorable result. So on the basis of Shastra, I was convinced that I should perform bhakti. That is called Vaidhi Bhakti. But I never experienced that the motivation or impetus for my engagement in bhakti was an intense greed to obtain that same type of devotion which is possessed by the Lord's eternal associates. And yet that is the very thing which Mahaprabhu came to give us. But until I came in contact with Srila Narayan Maharaj, this understanding never came to me. So my practical realization, and not only practical realization, but it is also the statement of the Shastra. Srimad Bhagavatam Karanam Asvado Rasikai Saha Sajatyashaye Snigde Sadao Sangha Svato Pare. That we should hear Srimad Bhagavatam, not only hear, but taste the meaning. Artha Asvad means to taste the meaning. And Rasikai Saha means with the help or with the assistance of Rasik Bhaktas. This is Rupa Goswami's statement. So if we want to enter into Srimad Bhagavatam, we must hear under the direction, under the guidance of a person who is personally realized and tasting the meaning, and then it can be revealed to us. And Sajati Ashaye Snigde Sadhava Sangha Svatopare. We must associate with sadhus who are more advanced, who are soft-hearted, and who are like-minded. So, this is the statement of the Shastra, and it is my personal realization in my own spiritual life, that without this type of association, this kind of understanding, or the inspiration to hanker for that type of bhakti, in other words, the bhakti which is possessed by the residents of Raj, it never awoken. It was never awoken in my heart. And by the guidance of Srila Narayan Maharaj, by continuously hearing his sweet Harikatha, and also by his personal example, seeing how he deals with everyone, he is capable of inspiring everyone for this type of bhakti. So certainly he has come on the order of Srila Prabhupada in order to fulfill his mission. And he is appealing to everyone on a very individual and personal level to help them to advance in Krishna consciousness, to help them aspire for this goal. So we urge all of you to simply hear with an open heart and to be receptive to this message. And if you do so, you will receive great inspiration for your advancement in Krishna consciousness. Go to Premanandi.
Jnanatirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuruna Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Guravena Manchakalpatarubhyasya Kripasindhubhyayivaca Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namo Mahabhadannaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitananam Gauratishe Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishvanushukhe Pranamami Haribhi Nyam Praprajantam Anupetam Apetakritam कायनो विरह कातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमान तुष्णीम। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि शिवगुरुभक्त हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे
हरे राम 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 हरे।
Offering my lakhs obeisances in the lotus feet of my divine grace Nitya Leela Pravishta Om Vishnu Bhag Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj and my Shiksha Guru Nitya Leela Pravishta Om Vishnu Bhag Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. How I came to Western countries, Sri Navadvip Prabhu has so I don't want to revise again, but I want to tell that I was penniless like Swamiji when he came to Western countries. He came with a kartal and his Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, some parts. And in very short time he has preached our Vedic culture and Vedic knowledge, especially Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, in whole world, established so many temples, writing so many books in about 40 languages of whole world. He has ordered me to come. When he was coming first in Western countries, but at that time I was serving my Gurudev, so could not come. But anyhow, he has managed to come here. First of all, I want to tell that I don't know English so much. My English is very poor and so lame. But in Hindi, Bengali and all other Indian languages, I can speak freely, expressing my whole moods in them. When I came here, then I learned something to speak. Otherwise, in India, I could not try to speak in English. So I think that it will be very poor, but yet I am trying to speak in English because I am seeing that all the audience here know English, and especially they are Western countries people, very little Indian peoples, very. So especially I came to Western countries to take the feet dust of Swamiji, where he came first, and after Los Angeles, Houston, he has come also in San Francisco, he also Los Angeles, New York, in London, Manor, and so many places even, in Australia, in so many places. So I thought that if he is managing to come to Western countries, I should take the feet dust, because where he has gone.
Practice all these things. Krishna comes in the shape of Harikatha pastimes, and he enters in our heart, makes our heart so clear, and he sits here. Sanatana Swakatha Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Hridyantasto Chapadrani Udano Suhit Satam. Krishna enters into here, those who are hearing the Harikatha, pastimes of Krishna, Ram, and he goes in the heart, clears the heart from six vague. Manabe, krodbe, jihube, udarbe, upastre, kam, krod, lo, mad, mohma, sarja, all kinds of offense, all kinds of anartha, everything, he brums the heart. And then he gives inspiration to hear Hari, to hear Hari Katha more.
Like Parikshit Maharaj.
So he has told that Savai Punsan Paro Dharmo Yato Bhakti Rathokchaje Ahetukya Apratihata Jatma Samprasuja. The religion of all the persons, human beings, and all the living beings, it do bhakti of Krishna. The practice of bhakti. If they are not doing, then they are cutting their heads with their own knives. They are atmaghati. Nideha madhyam sulabham sudurlabham plam sukalpam guru karnadaram. Mayanukulyan nabhasvateri tam puman bhavabdim na taretsa atmaha. Without any reason, Krishna has given this body human shape, and or this human shape is bona fide, strong, having two eyes, no rope, nothing, so powerful, intangible, he has given everything. But yet, we are not doing Hari Bhajan. Also Krishna has given Sadguru, he has managed. And Anukul Vayu means Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra. Law Matra Sadhu Sangha is Sarva Siddhiha. In moment, even in a moment, we will give him to Sadhu Sangha, he will cross all the limits. So he is telling, that if you are not doing bhajan, having this human body, and the mercy of Krishna that he is managing sadhu sangha, like Swami says, you have not invited him. He came first by his own mercy. He has not come from any penny or farthing and dollars. He has not come for reputations, nothing. Yet he came by his divine love, divine master's order and inspiration from Krishna himself. So Krishna manages everything, we cannot manage anything. So having all these things and we are not sincerely practicing bhakti yoga, then we are like self-killer. So, he is telling, Nigama kalpatarur galitam phalam sukamukhad amrit davasanjutam pivat bhagavatam rasamalyam murhau rasika bhubhavuka. You know, that who was Sukadeva Goswami? He was the parrot of Srimati Radhika. A special parrot. She used to tell that parrot that you should tell Krishna, Krishna. It was so beautiful, that parrot. He used to tell Krishna, Krishna. In the same tune, like Srimati Radhika, in melodious tone, Krishna, Krishna. She used to love that parrot, taking her hand and used to do like this, and giving him dudh and anna or dudh, rice and milk, with sugar or
something from pomegranate
seeds. Very beautiful and tasteful he used to be. One day he fly away from her hand and went very near from Barsana to Nandagaon, only 1-2 miles difference. Not, I think that only 2 fingers. I think that not 2 fingers. In a line. Here is Barsana, here is Nandagaon. Border star. In Saket. Have you been? You can know all these things. So he fly away and came to Nandagaon and sat on the tree, tamal tree. Tamal trees color and the palate call like shame, and he began to chant Krishna, 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 Krishna. Krishna was playing with Madhusudan, Madhumangal there, and he heard the voice of Srimati Radhika. Oh, where Radhika? And she is calling Krishna, Krishna. He searched, looked after here and there. He saw that there is a parrot sitting on the tamal tree and calling Krishna, Krishna. He told them, again you should tell. Again he began, Krishna, Krishna. After that he read a slok. Then the meaning of that slok. Oh, I was sitting on the hands of my beloved Master Srimati Radhika, and she was nourishing and supporting me and telling me, do Krishna, Krishna. But I am animal, I am bird. So I flew from her and came here. Now I am repenting. Why I came? Leaving my masters, very loving master. Why I came? I should not have come. And he was weeping and weeping. Krishna told him, oh, come on, come on, come on. Very sweetly. And he was charmed and came on the hands of Krishna. Oh, again you should tell. What you are telling? Krishna, Krishna. And same thing, repeated. In the meantime, the friends of Srimati Radhika, Lalita and Vishakha, came and told Krishna that, Krishna, this parrot is of our Swamini Srimati Radhika. At once you should give me a return, and without this parrot she may die. So he should. He told, replied that if it is yours, then call, and if he goes, you should take him. They tried to call the parrot, but she never went. Srimati Radhika, Lalita Vishakha told, any person, any human being, any being, living being, who will go to you, they will come, never return. But if our Swamini ji was here, Srimati Radhika was here, then if she will call, she will at once go. Krishna was not ready to give, and playing with Madhumangal and this parrot. In the same time they went to Yashodama and told
that this parrot is of our Srimati Radhika, you should try to give us. Otherwise, she is so worried all that. Yashoda came at once and he took Krishna in his hand. What you are doing? Always with animals and birds and you are doing so many nonsense things. And he catch hold this ear of Krishna and he took that bird and he took Krishna also and told that, oh, dear Sakhis, try to bathe Krishna. And they began to bathe and she took the bird and gave it to Lalita Vishakha Siddhikam. So this bird was not a common bird, ordinary bird, or any ordinary person. When Krishna and Srimati Radhika finished his pastimes in Varun, they began to return. Then they ordered this Sukhpairav, Pairav, that you will have to live here. Because we are all going, so you will have to help the all persons, Krishna Bhakti. And you will have to give Srimad Bhagavatam. You will have to manifest Srimad Bhagavatam in this world. Anyone cannot do this thing other than you. So you must leave. He was so sorry and worried that how I can live without you. Oh, yes, you can live. And after doing your this task, you should return to me. So, Krishna and all these pastimes went to Golok Vrindavan. In his Aprakat Leela, even today there is Vrindavan. Krishna never goes for a moment leaving Vrindavan. But anyone cannot realize, only those who are rashik and liberated persons, they can realize all these things. So Sukhdeva, like in a shape of a person, he was in the shape of parrot. He went to Kailash and hearing he was the same thing from Shankar and Parvati was hearing. But when second chapter and third canto came, and it was only how this creation has been done. He slept. Then parrot was doing again, after this, like this, as Parvati was doing, in the same like Parvati. Shankar was saying that, oh, Parvati is hearing well. She went on going. When he ended Srimad Bhagavatam, Parvati awakened and told, I have not heard all the Bhagavatas. You should repeat. Then who heard? Who heard? Who was telling like you? Yes, yes, go on, go on. Who are you? He saw, looked here and there. At last he saw that there is a parrot sitting on the tree and hiding himself there. He took his trishul and he followed him. And he at once flew away and went in the ashram of Badrikashram, in the ashram of Vyasdev. And there Sukhdeva Goswami, Vyas was telling Harikatha, and his wife Bhitika was hearing the same Harikatha, Krishna Srimad Bhagavatam. And he was astonished when Putna came and he wanted to kill Krishna. At first Krishna took his soul and also her life and she became so big. In 12 miles he became, his shape was there, and crushed everything there. Then, hearing this Bidika has, oh, he opened her mouth, and Sukadeva Goswami at once went to her home. And he lived for 16 years there. And Vyas was telling all these katha, Ved, Upanishad, Shastra, everything she heard. Vyas they told, oh, it is too late. You should come out. He said, I will not come in this Maya. What is Maya? What is Maya? He is my son. He is my father. He is my husband. He sees my wife. This wealth is mine. This body is myself, and related to me, everything is mine. And this is yours, this is yours. No relation with Krishna, this is called Maya. Maya, ma mane no, ya mane, the thing which is really there. We are only the son of Krishna, part and parcel. Jivan Swarupa hai Nitya Krishna Das. But now you are saying that I am lady, I am male, we are female, we are king, we are so scientists and all other things. So, this is called Maya. He told that I will not come in Maya. Oh, I am taking Maya from this world. For a moment you should come out. I don't trust you. If Krishna will come and tell light, then I will come out. At once he prayed to Krishna and Krishna came and told, oh, you should come out, I am Krishna. I am taking Maya for a moment, and he at once came down. Krishna disappeared and he came, and at once he left his father, mother, everything and went to forest. At that time he was persuading him, ocean, ocean, ha putra, ha putra. He told them, who is putra? He, the jungle, the forest echoed. Who is son? Who is father? This relation of illusory. After some time, Vyas returned and he did Srimad Bhagavatam by the grace of Narada Rishi. And he was searching any person who is qualified for this Srimad Bhagavatam hearing. He thought that in this whole world only one qualified person is, and that is Sukadeva Goswami, my son. That how to return him? So he took his one slope and told to
hunters,
those who are going to hunt animals. He told that if you will speak this word, chant this mantra, so many parrots and all birds and animals can you manage to have. And that slok was, Varaha Pidam Natavara Babu Karnayo Karnikar Vibhradabhasaha Kanaka Kapishambe Jayanti Shama Randhana Venura Darsudhaya Purayan Gopa Brindai Vrindaranyam Sabadaramanam Pravishata Gitat. In whole Srimad Bhagavata, even in soul, Veda and Upanishad, the beauty of Krishna is marvelous. None, there are none parallel sloka in anywhere. Sukadeva Goswami heard and all at once charmed, and he prayed to ask to hunters that go to your Gurudev and ask him how he is
merciful
to whom you have described this shape of that person, Krishna. How he is merciful. They went returned in evening, and again they came, and they came to Vyasdev, and Vyasdev told, Aho Vakiyam Stanakaluku Jighansaya Payada Papasadhi Ledhe gatim dhandhatra uchitam Kova annam Saranam Brajema. He told that even a putana, a rakshasi, a demon, who was only jo piti thi, to drink the blood of very little boys and to take the place of all these boys. So she was so a very big demon. And she came to Krishna to eat and to drink the blood of Krishna and to make death. But even Krishna gave him salvation, not only salvation, but the gati of mother, the position of him, like a mother. How is he? So living Krishna, we should not serve any other, only Krishna. He is so powerful and he is so merciful, there are none like Krishna. So we should try to do bhajan of Krishna. At once Sukadeva Goswami attacked to Vyasadeva and came, and very lovely and affectionately she taught Sukadeva Goswami all Srimad Bhagavatam. And now he is speaking about Negama Kalpatarur Galitan Phalam Sukamukhad Amritava Sanjutam Pivata Bhagavatam Rasamalayam Muhuraho Rasika. Srimad Bhagavat not is a book, and also not of this world. She is of Golok Vrindavan, Srimad Bhagavat. It comes from Golok Vrindavan like a fruit of Nigama Kalpata. Nigamans, Ved, Upanishad, Shruti, Smriti, and all our ancient books. You know that the abode of all things, coming from all Vedas, Rig, Sam, Yajur, Atharva, and Upanishad, these are our ancient books. But it has been told in Nigama Kalpataror Galitana Phalam, Srimad Bhagavat is the essence of, fruit of that Nigama. If anyone is practicing Vedas, doing Yajna and all other things, reading Upanishad, practicing Upanishad, what is the use of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam? We should know this. Why? It has been told that there is a tree of mango tree. And very beautiful and sweet the fruit is there. We can taste the very sweet fruit. If we want to test it to choosing the root of that tree, we cannot have. Understand what I want to tell?
Chewing the root of the tree.
We cannot have that sweetness of fruit. But whole thing is tree. We cannot taste that sweetness by chewing and choosing bark of tree. We cannot take this taste, sweet taste, by the lips. We can have that taste in very ripened mango. So if we go to sea, endless sea, so deep, but a bird, very little tuntuni bird, cannot save her life by drinking the water of sea. We cannot take any water from sea. If the clouds sun, take by his rays, taking the essence of water and the shape of clouds, and he gives water, then it is so sweet in Ganges, in Jamuna, in so many rivers. And by that we can save our life. But we cannot bring a bund, drop of water from ocean. So Vedas are like ocean of salty water. But Srimad Bhagavat is the truth of all the Vedas. What has been told in Vedas, all Upanishads, more than that is in Srimad Bhagavat, because it is proved. Who brought it? Sukadeva Goswami. From where? From Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva from where? From Brahma. Brahma from where? Narayan. From where Narayan? Shankarshan Ram. From where Shankarshan Ram? From Krishna himself. So Srimad Bhagavat is Krishna. So, though it is a rush like water, but it is a rush. No seed, no buds, कोई उस पर छिलका नहीं, उसमें अठली गुठली नहीं, उसमें कोई हे अंश नहीं, nothing is there, only rush and rush. But it never फटता फूटता नहीं. Coming from Vrindavan globe so high, is never
broken.
Yeah?
Never
broken.
Broken, never broken. And solid. And? But Sukadeva Goswami took it in his mouth. So it became more and more sweet. And he is giving to Parikshit Maharaj. So if he want to know all the Vedas, Upanishads and essence of all these things, and to make your life successful, then you'll have to read Gita and Bhagavad. Gita is first book, and whereas Srimad Bhagavatam is what? Graduation book. MA, PhD book. Gita has told up to Saranagati, and Srimad Bhagavat has told Shraddha, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhav, Prem, Sneh, Man, Pranay, Rag, Anurag, Bhav, Mahabhav, and more than this. So our life, our goal of the life and whole our all these things should be the love and affection towards Krishna, like Brijavasi. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give this thing, Brajaprem. And in the same time, he distributed Krishna Nam. But his whole object was to give this message of pure affection and love like Brajavasi. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, Krishna, took the beauty and the mode of Srimati Radhika, and he added Krishna mercy plus Radha mercy, both very powerful, and came to this world to give that same thing. I think that Swamiji has come only to give this thing. Then I will describe and explain what was that. We should chant Harinam, but with mood of prem. If there is no prem, then doing archan of Thakurji, chanting name, will not do so much. So we should read Srimad Bhagavat Chaitanya Charitamrita in the association of very bona fide Vaishnavas and Acharya and Bhakta, and thus chanting Harinam. thinking that we are in Vrindavan Braja. Don't think that we are in America or anywhere, thinking by mind. If you are not following all these things, then we are self-killer. So, next class, I will try to explain something, why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, and what he gave, and what is Srimad Bhagavatam, essence of Srimad Bhagavatam. I will try to. Prahlad Maharaj Charitra, Ajamil Charitra, Gopi Charitra, Damodar Leela, and all other things. So, Gaur Premananda.